比喻。
How are we doing this Friday morning, 7 after the hour? The Doug Steffen Good Day program. A number of things to celebrate today, including the appearance and presence of Jennifer Horn and Rich
Hi.
McFadden and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And whoever else we can find. I'm broadcasting this morning from the Columbus, Ohio Convention Center, site of the annual Arnold. That's what they call it, the Arnold. It's the Arnold Classic. It's a sports festival. It goes on today and tomorrow, I guess on Sunday as well. So there are a number of people who will wander by here to tell us the story of the Arnold and how it got started and how he wanted to do something different even then than was being done in his first profession, which was bodybuilding. But this place is a madhouse.
Is it?
Even at 6
Really?
Oh, my God. People, this is some kind of thing. I came here late yesterday afternoon, and Brent Lalonde, with whom I will talk in a few minutes about this whole thing, the history of it, brought me around through here. And talk about a spectacular. This thing is like a big television production. You'd think you were on the set of a movie. Brent, sit down here and grab that microphone right there. I don't know why, for some reason or other, I keep wanting to call you Bruce, and I don't know why that is.
At least you're not calling him Colin.
Put the headset on so I can hear Jennifer and Richie.
Doug, is it like a convention where people are distributing, are they showing items, fitness items, or?
Well, yeah, I'm going to sound like a valley guy here. It's like this and it's like that. It's not like
anything. Totally get it, by the way.
Yeah. I know you totally get it. I've been to a lot of conventions in my life. How many, Richie, have I broadcast from over the years?
Oh, my God, I can't even
more
count.
More than you can count.
Yeah.
And every one of them has been different. And you know I don't like to do the same thing twice. When I was talking about doing this with Brent, the thing that intrigues me is the event itself. Obviously, anything tied to Arnold always brings attention and an interest from the general populace. But at first, I thought this was a pretty specific event that is targeted to bodybuilders and that sort of thing, because that's how it started. But in fact, it isn't that at all. That's really a misunderstanding. So I have Brent Lalonde here, who's in charge of helping people like me understand what's going on. And let's go back, if we can, Brent, to you can hear Richie and Jennifer, to how this all got started and where it has come. Because it will be, 180,000, 200,000 people here over the next 3 days?
Yeah, we'll have about 175,000 people attend the Arnold Sports Festival over the next 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
Runs through Sunday.
Yeah. The population of Columbus is about that. It's about, you double the size. This thing doubles the size.
Not quite. The population of Columbus is about 750,000.
Is it really now?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't think Columbus was. It's grown a lot since I was a kid.
Yeah, we're alive.
About 200,000 then.
Yeah, we're about the 16th largest city in the country.
Wow. That's very cool.
We're about the 33rd TV.
We
got to
do something then about the airport and how many planes come in here and how big they are.
We'll work on that on Monday.
Okay, Monday. That's fine. Yeah, all right. So we have, you're increasing the population of the city by a third anyway over the weekend.
No question. We fill about 100 hotels over the weekend.
Yeah.
So we have people come in from 80 different nations this weekend.
80 countries.
Yes, we have athletes from 80 different nations competing. It's really our tagline is an event that attracts the world.
And
we really do think we back that up.
Brett, why do people come here? What makes them come to this convention? What is in it for them?
I don't know if we call it a convention, really. Is it? I mean, suppose
a competition.
In a sense, it's maybe both of those things and then some.
It's all of that. The way this all started was my boss, our promoter here in Columbus, is a man named Jim Lorimer. And back in the 1950s, he was promoting AAU. It was involved in AAU track events.
In the 1950s.
In the 1950s and the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And through that involvement, he got...
Columbus guy. So these track events are here in Columbus.
Yeah, he was a Columbus guy. He's a former FBI agent and worked for Nationwide Insurance, is based here in Columbus.
Right.
And on the side, as a hobby, he was involved in girls track.
Uh-huh.
And that got him involved in AAU. And the more he got involved in...
Amateur Athletic Union.
Yes, yes. And
you're impressed I knew that, Rich?
Very good, that one.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brent.
And in 1967, he promoted here in Columbus the National AAU Weightlifting Championships.
Mm-hmm. 67, I'll follow the timeline.
1967. And then in 1970, he was asked to promote the World Weightlifting Championships here in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1970. And that... that show was broadcast on Wide World of Sports.
Uh-huh.
Wide World of Sports that was a two-hour window.
Yeah.
And they asked him to put something on the backside on the second hour. So he thought, okay, weightlifting, let's do a bodybuilding show on the backside.
This is 67.
This is 1970.
1970.
Yep. It was going to be broadcast on national television, so he reached out at that time to the six or seven top bodybuilders in the world.
Yeah.
And one of those was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And he invited Arnold and several...
So how old would Arnold have been in this?
24 years old.
24.
Wow.
24 at the time. 24
yep.
at the time.
Okay.
So Arnold came in 1970, had this show, which they created at the time. They called it the Mr. World Contest.
He did. He became a partner then with this fella?
Arnold came in 1970, won the Mr. World Contest.
Right.
Because when you're in the bodybuilding world, you have to have Mr. Something.
Something or other.
America,
right.
World, Universe, Galaxy. They're all out there.
Yeah, right.
We know the some of the other big names, the Ferrignos and that. Who else was in that first competition?
It was Dave Draper. It was Franco Colombo and some
Franco
of those guys.
Colombo is a name people know.
Yeah.
So he was a short guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a short guy. Yeah. He was Arnold's training partner and long time friends.
He's still alive.
Yes.
Is he?
Yep.
Does he show up to these events?
He's been here in the past. I'm not sure if he's coming in this weekend or not, but mentioning Lou Ferrigno, he comes in every year. He'll be here this weekend. And, in fact, he's receiving our Lifetime Achievement Award.
Cool.
That the weekend gives out each year. So.
Very cool.
So Arnold comes in 1970. He wins that contest for a grand total of $500. And at the end of the show, Arnold and Mr. Lorimer talked, and Arnold said, "This was the best show I've ever been to. When I'm done competing, we're going to go into business together." And and Mr. Lorimer said, okay, sure.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And those two did not speak for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Arnold, when he retired from bodybuilding for the first time in 1975, called Jim and said, "I'm done. What can we do together?"
So he remembered. That's very
good.
Wow. Arnold's very smart. Listen, mm-hmm. if there's nothing else... You realize about Schwarzenegger from looking around. I mean, even when he was governor, pay attention to how he did things. He's a very smart guy.
So Arnold and Jim get together in 1975, and the other big bodybuilding competition to this day is the Mr. Olympia contest.
Got it, yeah.
And back in those days, the Mr. Olympia contest traveled around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's held in Las Vegas every year in September, but in those days, it traveled around the world. And Jim and Arnold hosted and promoted in Columbus the Mr. Olympia six times between 1975 and 1983.
Mm-hmm.
So they just promoted by that big.
And why Columbus? Just because?
Well, because Jim was here.
Jim was here.
Jim was here.
Yeah.
And they promoted those couple of shows here, and we have a facility in Columbus across town called Veterans Memorial.
Yes.
Where our bodybuilding competitions are still held.
Yep.
So that's the same place where Arnold competed in 1970. So they had a little bit of history, and they started. Over time, doing five or six of those shows, they built a little bit of momentum and did a very good job. And they kind of built that show up to the point where it got to be a little more viable than it had been back in the mid-70s.
Sure.
Well, the folks who owned the Olympia decided they wanted to have that someplace permanent. So they moved it around a couple more times after 1983, but settled in Las Vegas. So at that point, Jim and Arnold got together and said, "We want to put on a men's bodybuilding pro show. If we can't do the Olympia, let's put my name. Let's create our own."
Right.
So that
why
was,
not?
Yeah. So that was how the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic came to be.
Mm-hmm. And what year would this have been?
1989.
89. Okay.
Yeah. So when you hear us refer to this being the 23rd Arnold Sports Festival,
right,
we're talking about 1989 being the first Arnold Classic. And that year we had pro bodybuilding, women's bodybuilding, and that was it. And then we did that under that format for a few years. And then in the early 1990s, Arnold was named to the President's Council on Physical Fitness under the first President Bush.
Right. Yep.
So, and when that happened, he called Jim and said, "Let's do more than what we're doing. Let's open this up to other sports."
Mm-hmm.
So at that in the early 90s, they started to add. The first thing they added was martial arts, and then they added the expo.
Yep.
And then just every year they started to add other events.
To the point where there are how many events this year?
We're 45 different sports and events.
For example?
For example, we have gymnastics. We have the nation's largest youth gymnastics meet will be held in our building.
I saw
over
at the
weekend.
A hotel where I'm staying, there were tons of kids, wrestlers and you know all of the cheerleaders. And
we'll have about 3,500 youth gymnasts, about 2,700, 2,800 of those are girls and the rest are boys. We have a large youth martial arts festival, 3,000 kids. We have an archery event going on today. 1,200 high school archers are in town.
Wow, really?
We have a.
So we better learn how to duck.
we have cheerleading. We have fencing. We have the CrossFit organization.
That's
here.
A big thing. That CrossFit stuff is crazy.
All right, can you stay for a little bit? I know you got TV people you got to babysit.
I can stay as long as you need me.
All right, let's pause for a couple of minutes here. From the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio, we have lots of things to talk about. You'll learn a lot. A lot of the people participating in the event will come by. Hopefully, some of the better-looking women will be stopping by. Regina.
I'm sure there's no shortage of them there.
Yeah.
We have to see if they're awake first. Anyway, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Columbus, the Arnold Classic at 18 after the hour.
I just saved on my favorite diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Like that, right?
All right, it's coming up on 21 past the hour.
Doug's looking for a sword. Watch out, people.
Apparently, Doug's got a sword in his hand. And it's doing some fencing.
Okay.
So
he's walking the walk.
Stick around to see if he lives. He's fencing an 11-year-old, and I say Doug takes one right in the gut. At 21 past
the hour. It's just 7.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never seen a man killed with a sword before.
Why don't you take a picture?
All right.
We thought there was a tragic accident because we lost you, Doug.
The last thing we hear is Doug fencing with an 11-year-old kid, and then all of a sudden his connection to us got cut. And Jen and I are both like, uh-oh.
Tragic fencing accident.
All right, so Noah, tell me what's your last name. Hold that microphone right up to your mouth like it was a lollipop. Tell me your last name.
Bruce.
So it's Noah Bruce, right?
Bruce.
B-R-I-L-L-S,
Brills.
Is that right? Is that right? No, how do you spell it?
B-R-O-Y-L-E-S.
Boils. Got it? Like that?
Broils. Okay.
Broils. All right. So you're 11, and you just took me on in fencing, right? They were all, you heard them laughing. They thought, did you beat me? You didn't beat me, right? I didn't beat you either, though. We just had sort of a demonstration, but...
Were you easy on him?
Noah, you can take him.
Yeah.
Don't go easy on him just because he doesn't know what he's doing. Run him through.
Just because Doug's an older man doesn't mean you have to go crazy, you know.
The idea of running me through, however, doesn't appeal to me. That's not one of my... That's not the long... Richie, if you're going to do this another 13 years, you can't be running me through with a sword.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Noah,
just beat him up a little.
Tell us about you. How tall are you? You're not too tall, right? You're in... Let's see, 11 years old, you'd be in about the fifth grade, is that right?
Sixth
grade, okay. So how did you get started being a swordsman?
Well, my brother.
Your brother was interested in it, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you became interested in it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? How long have you been at it?
Since last year in August.
Uh-huh. And what do you have to do to practice? How did you become a good swordsman?
I had to practice a lot with my coach and stuff.
Yeah. And your coach is he an expert professional swordsman, or how does he come by his knowledge?
I wouldn't know how my coach Julia is like professional or anything.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
You are. You live in Ohio. What city?
Columbus.
Columbus. So you're a local. You're a local fella. How many other people here in Columbus are using or practicing or? In some way, competing in this sort of swordsmanship.
Some of my friends from my fencing class are.
Yeah. So they're going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first time you've ever been at the Arnold?
Yes.
Yeah. So you think you'll meet him?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You like him? He's pretty good? Think he's cool? Yeah. All right. Who's the best fencer in the world, do you know?
You are.
I really are, right. That's right. See, that's the attitude to have. Richie says, you are. You're number one. All right, we'll start that with your mother. Start that chant. Noah is number one.
That's right.
Noah is number one, right? Isn't that what we're going to do? We'll do that. All right, Noah, it was nice to talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And good luck. You're going to be involved in a competition later today here, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be fencing the mixed foil today.
Uh-huh.
And, tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow?
Friday.
Yeah. It may seem like that's tomorrow because I know it's early, but today's Friday.
No. Then I'll be here this afternoon.
It's all right. It's okay.
I'll be here this afternoon fencing a mixed foil.
Well, I hope you do very well. Congratulations on the work.
Good luck, Noah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do it, buddy.
You can
win. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to talk with you. All right, so Noah's going to compete.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is, isn't it? I mean, this is the kind of thing. This is what a lot of people don't know about the Arnold is there are a lot of kids that are Noah's age that come in here, and they are all involved in all these various and sundry things. There's, we have amateur archery and arm wrestling, and there's a bikini contest, a cheerleading contest, a dancing.
I'm betting you won't miss the bikini contest.
I know where you're going to be later.
Now, what makes you say that?
I'll be a judge.
Duh.
Brent, I'll be a judge of a couple of these, like the bikini. Can you arrange that?
It's tough work.
I'm sure it is. Noah, good to have you here. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mouth?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The voice of the Good Day program, at least my end of it, here from the Columbus, Ohio Convention Center, the site of this year and every year's Arnold Sports Festival. From, what was he telling us? Brent Lalonde was telling us that it actually got going in 1989. So this is the 23rd year in all kinds of activities. We just met a young fellow just joining us. We met a young fellow named Noah Boyle, and we have a couple of pictures, Richie, for posterity.
Oh, good.
From my...
he sounded very cute.
I beat him soundly.
Yeah. He was taking it easy on the rookie.
Yeah, right. There's also, let's see here, grappling, there's jiu-jitsu, there's hockey, there's karate.
That's got to be a big joint.
Oh, yeah.
Are all the activities taken? I mean, how do you do archery, hockey?
Apparently, there's some stuff at the other... There's another...
Yeah, they have to have another venue.
...area. There's another place... in town. I've forgotten exactly where that is, but at any rate, you want to keep, you want to continue to tell me the story, or you got other stuff? I want you to finish this story with all of us. The fact that the Arnold Classic has been going like this for 23, 24 years and continues to grow, we were all fascinated. Richie and Jennifer and I were just talking about this young fella and how many more there must be like him. And this gives them, interesting that he's a local kid. How many locals do you have participating in this sort of thing versus people that come from around the state of Ohio, around the country, around the world?
It's probably a mix of all that. We have 18,000 athletes. A large
18,000?
18,000 athletes this weekend. And a very, very large portion of those are Ohio-based.
Yeah.
And throughout the Midwest.
Right.
But then, like I said earlier, we had 80 different nations competing.
Uh-huh.
We have the World Amateur Strongman Competition going on this morning that starts at 8 o'clock.
I can participate in that, right?
You can. you and when you do, you'll be in with about 52 other guys.
Really?
From 20 different countries.
Really?
Yeah.
And older than me, younger than me, all ages?
We have athletes from 4 to 80 here this weekend.
80?
Yeah. We have what we call the Active Living Festival.
Yeah.
Which is our senior event.
Yeah.
And they dance, and they do archery, and they do table tennis, and they do pickleball. You guys know pickleball?
What's a pickleball?
Pickleball is kind of like, it's there's a net, and you need to bounce a ball over the net. So it's kind of like between a little combination of four square and tennis and that
you
sort
do
of
that?
Thing. I do not, but I understand it's very, very popular.
Four square and tennis. Wow,
yeah,
that's
it's like
intense.
It's a paddle sport,
it's more
too,
fencers. So. Look at these ladies. You're both fencers, right? You are? You want to come over and say hi to me for a second? Are they late for something?
They need to get the TV. So.
All right. Oh, yeah. TV's always more important than
they
radio.
They need to get the TV.
I know. I got it. Yeah.
Doug's stealing the flow always.
Hey, Pat, can you get them to the main stage?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. All right. Main stage.
Fred knows what's going on, man.
He does know what's going on. I woke him up out of a sound sleep at 4 o'clock.
He did. I'm staying in the hotel across the street. And then... to me, live media, live radio, and TV in the morning does not mean 4 a.m. But
it means 4 a.m.
Exactly, we're thrilled to have Doug here. So
this is a neat sort of a thing.
It's cool.
Some great stories.
Yeah, so like I said, we've got these 18,000 athletes. They come from all over. We started back just with martial arts and cheerleading and things. When we started adding what we call the festival sports back in the early 90s. And we just added a sport or two, an event every year. Now we have 45 different sports and events, and they go from the strongman and the weightlifting, the powerlifting, and all that vein to the youth sports of fencing and gymnastics.
So,
and cheerleading.
Brett, how many venues do you need to hold all of these events?
We are now in about 7 or 8 venues. We're in Veterans Memorial downtown, which is a large
where
audience.
Are they from here?
Yeah, it is about a mile from here. On the other side of downtown, or at the Greater Columbus Convention Center, where our film festival is a local movie theater downtown. We use
what goes on in the film festival.
That is a first time event. It is an international film festival. We announced this for the first time back in late summer, early fall.
Yeah,
we got over 150 entries. Those are all short films on sports,
really?
15 minutes or less. We added a high school division, so we had about 60 films made by local high school kids.
Wow.
And those will be screened over the next 3 days in downtown Columbus. The winner of that event was ultimately chosen by Arnold himself.
Really?
They'll go out to California and spend some time with Arnold on a movie set and get a nice prize package and things. And that event's actually being hosted by Eddie George, who is a former high state football player, Heisman Trophy winner, played in the NFL for a long time, and who's now moving into an acting career.
So, Richie, you think this is a good time for me to start talking about cranial problems and brain problems?
And actually, I think Brent would be just the guy to ask him about. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I think I started talking to him. I actually started talking to him about it last night.
Yeah, we did talk about that, and I think I'm suffering from some of that already.
Some trauma.
One way or the other. So how involved is Arnold in all of this? When you get right down to the nitty-gritty, it's called the Arnold Classic. He's here for the 3 days.
Yes, he is here. Arnold makes it to all 45 sports and events over the weekend. Yeah. He's been here every year since 1989 through his governorship and movies and all that sort of thing. He comes in every year. We plan and execute the festival out of our office. There's a full-time staff of 6.
This is a year-round thing that goes that big.
We work year-round, and then each of the 45 different sports and events has a chairman that's responsible for their event.
Right.
But we coordinate and operate the whole event out of our office. Mr. Lorimer and Arnold are very close friends from long-time business associates. Jim and Arnold talk several times a year, depending on Arnold's schedule.
Right.
And then he trusts us to execute it.
Right.
And then we'll meet with him while he's here for a short time.
Yeah.
And then he'll come back to our office later after the show in the summertime, and we review and all that sort of thing. So he is involved, but the execution is on us.
Right.
And everything that we do is ultimately approved.
Do him and Mr. Lorimer still own the event together?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. They've been working off of, in essence, a handshake deal since 1970.
Wow. That says a lot.
The best deals ever, handshake deals.
So Arnold is a full-fledged co-owner of the deal.
Yeah.
And it's just grown so much. It's hard to describe.
That's why I said coming here and looking at the expanse, and as people begin to come in and going through this exhibition hall. Now, describe this at the convention center. There is a big show place that this looks... Yeah. As much like any convention, this is the convention part of the event.
The trade show aspect is the heart of what we do. It's the expo. It is where you have all the leading health and fitness companies, from supplements to clothing to equipment to all that stuff. There's about 700 booths in there. It gets jam-packed in there. I mean, to the point where, I'll take you in there later, Doug, you can't see the floor.
Yeah.
It is. It's become the Super Bowl of fitness for it. It is the best way to describe it.
There's not a lot of places where you can actually touch and feel equipment and fitness supplies. I mean, you hear them or you might see them on TV, so it must be cool for people to actually be able to see them and touch them in person.
Yes, and that is a big... big part of our draw in the health and fitness industry, and the from where we came from, the bodybuilding aspect of it.
Yeah.
All these bodybuilding stars and the International Federation of Bodybuilding Pro League, which is the NFL of bodybuilding, all their superstars are here, and they're all in their booths, and they're all working for the companies that they represent.
Right.
But they're taking pictures and signing autographs and all that thing. So all these folks that these people see in the magazines all year, they come here on our weekend, and they can see those guys and meet them and pictures and all that sort of thing. So.
Is this a? I heard you mention seniors a few minutes ago, but is this a kids event? Is this a high teen, kids through teenagers event, or does this go everywhere?
Well, he said it was what did you say, 8 to 80.
It's really. I mean, we have fencers as young as four competing this weekend. We have 18,000 athletes. Of those, 16,000 or about 16,000 are under 18.
Wow. Okay.
And the way you get to that so quickly is, like, I mean, you have 3,500 gymnasts and you have 3,000 kids in martial arts, and
right.
you have a cheerleading competition with about 3,000 kids, and all of a sudden you're pushing 10,000 kids right there.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Big stuff.
Yeah. So most of our competitions are for kids, but we do suffer from that acorn theory where people associate you with the way you came from.
Right.
And a lot of people still recognize us as a bodybuilding competition, although about less than 1,000 of our athletes are actually in the physique sport world.
Well, there are lots of things here, people to talk about and with, and things that are going on that are worth the time. So that's why I wanted to sort of have Brent bring us up to speed as to what's going on. And then through the course of the morning, we'll bring some of these people around and meet some of them, see what they're excited about, other than just being here and touching, if you will, pressing the flesh.
Exactly.
Well, probably plenty of that going on, I would guess.
Oh, plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty,
right.
So.
Yeah. All right, good.
No, thanks for having us. We appreciate it, and we're glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
It's 17 before the hour. Dr. Ken up next on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young, and after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to us by the folks that are responsible for MetaFast and also by Digestive Advantage. Interesting you kind of put the two of them together. I hadn't thought about this before, Ken. But in a sense, Digestive Advantage helps you digest your food better. So even if you aren't on a diet, it's much, much better for you to be able to digest things than not. Is it? I mean, when you get right down to it, the probiotics that come from Digestive Advantage and all the other things that help your system to function better. If you're doing better with your stomach and your intestines, then you get things out of your system and therefore lose weight. Isn't that, I mean, I'm not making that up.
Well, you definitely can do both. You need to eat and you need to digest what you eat, and you need to eat the right things so you lose weight, and we're providing both.
I have seen when I do the MetaFast thing, I have seen how it really does change the way I urinate a little bit more and remove other things from my body. And I think that's part of losing weight, isn't it?
Too much information.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's all part of the scheduling. You eat every 2 or 3 hours. And
but you're cleaning out things that are in your system that need to be cleaned out.
You're not eating a lot of sugar. Everything. It's obviously going to change you. Yes,
it's a healthy way to lose weight.
It is. So go to metafastken.com to sign up and get your $50.
FYI, tomorrow at this time. Yes, $50. Tomorrow at this time, I will be telling you that I've reached my goal.
Good for you, Rich. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Serena Williams rushed to an L.A. hospital. What's the story with that? A lot of people are wondering about that, Ken.
She's recovering from a blood clot to the lung, a pulmonary embolism, and a hematoma, a big swelling of blood resulting from her treatments.
Why? What's the story?
In July, she took a really bad cut to her foot. She stepped on a piece of broken glass, and she had to have 18 stitches, and she was not out as much as she should be. She was not moving a whole lot. She was in New York in the last couple of weeks getting more treatment to the foot, and then flew back to L.A., a long flight, was admitted to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles with a big blood clot in her lungs. And then this is treated with a heavy dose of blood thinner. The blood thinner caused bleeding internally, and she had a big hematoma that had to be removed.
Wow. All right, so that's nothing to
move around. That's the bottom line.
Got to keep shaking it. Dr. Ken Cronow shaking it up here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
High school students who grab low-fat chocolate milk to refuel after tough workouts now have a chance to win a college scholarship. The National Milk Mustache Got Milk Campaign and USA Today are looking for the next Scholar Athlete Milk Mustache of the Year Award or Sammy winners. The scholarship will award 25 milk-drinking high school seniors who lead healthy lives in and out of the classroom and achieve academic and athletic excellence. This year's winners will be selected by a celebrity panel of Milk Mustache athletes who know the importance of drinking low-fat chocolate milk after a hard workout, including speed skating superstar Apollo Ohno.
Post-workout is really when your body recovers, and you have a very short window in which your body needs to repair and rebuild. Grabbing a chocolate milk is fast, it's easy, and it really does give the right types of carbs and proteins needed so your body can refuel.
Scholarship winners will receive a $7,500 college scholarship, a trip to Disney World, and their own Milk Mustache ad in USA Today. Entries are due March 4th, 2011. For more, log on to bodybymilk.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Doug Steffen from the Columbus Convention Center. The Arnold Amateur Classic is how this all got started. It's now called the Arnold Sports Festival. And you heard the numbers, if you didn't hear. We're going to be around a couple hundred thousand people in and out of these venues all weekend long, so it should be kind of cool. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, are you following the Charlie Sheen saga? A, yes, I can't look away. B, it's entertaining, but I'm not paying that much attention to it. C, no, it's sad, and I hope he gets help. And D, who's Charlie Sheen? I think C is where I would come in on all of that. The latest stuff, he just really, as this thing continues to unravel, or he continues, I guess maybe it's he's unraveling. But I look at all these pages of information, the quote-unquote news about this, and there's a technical side to it that we'll talk about in a few minutes. It's kind of interesting. He's fighting for custody. It's just nasty and kind of sad in a way. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Columbus, Ohio, and the Arnold Sports Festival into technology now. There's a lot of that here. Boy, you look at some of these. Jennifer, you went into the hall and saw the technology. They have people that are being sized up, you know, what's your body fat.
Technology in sports is an amazing, amazing field right now.
All right, now Richie and I are just talking. I'm going to get a droid. I'm going to get a droid phone, and I'm going to get a droid pad, they're calling it. I think he's interested as to why I'm going to do that, and I may tell you that. But actually, Arnold Goldfein's brother is Alex. And he's here now. But to answer the question about the Android tablet, are you missing out if you don't buy the new, more expensive iPad 2, Alex, the technology tailor, with that answer next year on Good Day.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and I want to tell you about a great easy way to back up important files in your computer. It's called My Media, and you can use it to back up and protect all your digital pictures, music, movies, and documents online. Set it up once and backup happens automatically. But this is more than backup. View your pictures, listen to your music, and enjoy your videos from any computer or iPhone anywhere. It's safe, secure, and encrypted, and it's only $5 per month. Go to mimedia.com. mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
With this week's announcement of Apple's new iPad 2, what does the tablet computing landscape look like? First, we consumers will buy more tablets this year than computers, and that's according to multiple reports. Tablets are hot, new, interesting, different, popular, trendy, and computers are just, well, computers. Next, there will be more than 100 tablets released onto the market this year alone. You won't even hear about most of them, but they'll be out there. The best ones, besides the iPad, will be running Google's new version of the Android operating system, which is called Honeycomb. It was released last week, and it's smooth, elegant, and frankly excellent. I can tell you this, if you want an Android tablet which runs the latest Honeycomb software, you won't be missing out on anything that iPad users enjoy. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? down to 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
All right, let's see. We have 56, 57 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, my end of it. Jennifer's here in her usual spot in Los Angeles. Richie's in his usual spot in Washington. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, at the Arnold Sports Classic. Charlie Sheen apparently winning the Guinness World Record for the fastest Twitter account to reach 1 million followers.
Beat The Rock.
Beat The
really?
Rock. By the way, I saw The Rock yesterday.
Oh, is he there?
No, I wasn't here. I was, where was
on
I?
On a movie on the plane.
No, no. Thanks, Rich. No, I saw him, where was I yesterday? I was in New York, right?
You were in New York,
yesterday,
right?
In New York City, I saw him walking down Fifth Avenue. And he was all by himself.
Did you talk to him?
Why would I talk? What is there about people in their fat? Leave the guy. Why would you think
because
he'd
you,
want me to go up and say hi?
Because you have the distinct ability to walk up and say, Dwayne, Doug Steffen, you've been on the show a couple of times and have been one of our favorite guests of all time.
And you can say, I smell what The Rock is cooking.
Right. He was truly one of the coolest guests we've ever had. What a nice guy.
And the other side of it is, I wouldn't be surprised. Somebody said that he and Arnold were friends. I wouldn't be surprised if he meandered in here. He'd be good. He'd
yeah,
be
that
good.
Wouldn't shock
totally.
Me.
Yeah, it'd be a good show. Columbus really does hop. This is and I had no idea that Columbus had gotten this big. I remember when I was a kid in school here, Columbus was kind of, Columbus, a little town, southern Ohio. It's bigger than Cleveland.
Wow.
If you can believe that.
Wow.
All right. So we are able to put all of this stuff together. You have a lot of reasons to stick around. Listen, if you don't listen now, and then speaking of technology, get the iPhone app out or just go to DougSteffen.com, download any of the hours or all of them, and listen to them as you're wandering around in a daze. 59 after on Good Day.